This is the story of Mulan. It is brought to you by Stories to Grow By. Many years ago, China was in the middle of a great war. The emperor said that each Chinese family must give one man to fight in the army. Mulan heard this news when she was outside washing clothes. She ran inside the house. "Father, did you hear the news?" she said.
"I did," said her old father sadly. "I saw a poster in town."
"Well, I must go pack now," and he walked away very slowly.
"But father," said Mulan, "you have not been well. If you go, I fear you will not come back. Why in your old age should you have to keep up with all those young men?"
"Ah," said her father with a sigh, "we have no choice but to do as our emperor commands. Your brother is a child. Surely he cannot go."
"Of course," said Mulan,
"but wait, there may be another way."
Mulan went to the next room.
With one stroke of a sword, she cut off her hair, and then she put on her father's robe. Standing before her father, Mulan said, "I am your son now."
"No, my dear," said her father, "you cannot do this."
"I must, and I will," said Mulan. "For years you have trained me in Kung Fu. You've taught me how to use a sword."
Mulan swung the sword back and forth with might.
"Only so you could defend yourself," said her father. "I never meant for you to go to war. And if you are found out to be a woman, you will surely die."
"No one will find out, father," said Mulan.
She picked up the sword and climbed on a horse.
She kissed her father goodbye.
And off she went to join the emperor's army.
Year after year, Mulan served in the army. She fought so bravely that she was put in charge of a group of soldiers. Then she became in charge of more and even more soldiers. At last, Mulan was given the job to be the general of the army. Not long after that, a terrible fever swept through the army. Many soldiers became ill, and so was Mulan. When the doctor came out of Mulan's tent, he knew the truth about their general.
"The general is a woman?" yelled the soldiers. "How can this be?"
Some called out. "She tricked us, and we will not fight for a woman and punish her."
But yet others called out in voices just as loud. "With Mulan, we win every battle, and let our general be."
Just then, a soldier ran up. "An attack," he called, "a surprise attack." Mulan heard this news from inside her tent. Quickly she dressed and went outside. She was not well yet, but she stood tall. She told the soldiers where they must go to hide and attack the enemy. But they must move fast. The soldiers, even those who did not like that their general was a woman, could tell that Mulan knew exactly what she was talking about.
It worked. The battle was won, and China was saved.
You can be sure that after that battle, no one cared that Mulan was a woman. The emperor was glad. He gave Mulan many fine gifts.
"Please stay with me in the palace," he said, "and be my advisor."
Mulan bowed deeply. "Thank you," she said, "but what I wish most of all is to return home to my family."
"At least take your gifts," said the emperor.
So Mulan returned to her family with 6 fine horses behind her, and took with her 6 fine swords.
Everyone cheered that she was safe and that the one who had saved China was their very own Mulan.
If you enjoyed this story, you can find more at storiestogrowby.org.